we will see the further enhancement of that project. And as you're probably aware, that Pacific Reef are looking to expand their operation down to Guthalunga once they've received approval. So hopefully that'll be in transition over 2015. And also we're looking to grow another red algae, not at Pacific Reef, but into other areas on freshwater down in the air area that's called Exostanthin, which we can put into colouring into foods and also into inedible product as well. So the Exostanthin is a red algae and offers a huge amount.
So you said that would be on freshwater in air. Would that be also a byproduct from a existing farm process?
Potentially it can be, yes. We're currently sourcing fresh water in and around the air area. We've got been further afield than that, but ironically, we've been delivered back to air, and we've been very buoyed by the support of the Burdekin Council and also the Cane Growers Association down there that have been over all our plant just prior to Christmas. So, we're moving forward, and the cane growers have been extremely good to date, and a few of them can see an option for getting into another enterprise besides just cane growing too, so without affecting any of the aquifers or anything else in the area.
So it would be more than likely water running off cane farms?
Well, it could be tailwater ditch, yeah, no problem at all. And, that'll give a far more sustainable usage of water and also obviously generating products that have got a high commercial value.
I mean, any water that's high in nitrogen, right?
That's correct, yeah. And as I intimated earlier, we're looking at intensive piggeries, poultry farms, the potential that we can use even into feedlotting and dairy operations so to clean up their effluent at the same time. So, it's far and wide in its effectiveness.
MBD Energy is based in Melbourne, but its successful projects with algae are very much a Queensland operation due to its partnership with James Cook University and because of the perfect climate here. Now the technology perfected in air is being taken abroad, and on the 9th of January, Mr. Sinclair will join the Federal Minister for Trade and Investment, Andrew Robb, on a one-week trip to India.
There's 30 of us that are involved in water security mediation, and I'm fortunate enough to be part of that, and we'll go up there looking in the New Delhi area and Mumbai, where there's extensive damage being done to all their waterways, and again, it's an extension to the work we're doing in Thailand and China already, and we're hopeful that we can help sort some of those issues out for them or be part of it anyway.
And that would again be using algae to remove nitrogen from water?
Yes, it will be, yes. No, the algae is the, what can I say, the conduit between dirty water and fresh water in essence, yes.
Yeah. What kind of things are putting nitrogen in their water?
Well, in the case of Mumbai, there's 50,000 hectares, so I'm told, of prawn ponds that are laying idle at the moment because of the state of the ponds and also the water. So that's just one little microcosm of it, really.